There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Remarkable. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison!
On Wisconsin.
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Ian Perrin, the Big Ten officials tonight, Sean Fernandez and Nicholas Bett, the linesman Sam Schakowsky and Christopher Libet. Wanted to mention our UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. Treating the Badgers, treating you, UW Health Sports Medicine. Without Daniel Lotch, the senior defenseman, done for the season following hip surgery. And Cody Laskowski, the transfer from RIT, will miss his second straight game with a lower body injury. Our opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Really nice student section on hand, and the UW band as well, as the fans continue to file into the Kohl Center for game one of this two-game series. Tomorrow's series finale will start at 7:30 Central Time, pregame at 7 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app.
There's a lot more energy in the student section than there was last week when all those old-timers slipped down into the student section and tried to relive their youth. A couple of them maybe broken a hip when they were doing some of the dances or the moves that the student section does. But you're right. I mean, energy comes from the student section, and look at their two sections. There are two levels, two tiers high, and all the student section seats are full to the brim.
White and Cardinal, Wisconsin wins the opening faceoff. Morrissey back to Zach Schulz. He'll force it deep into the Michigan zone. The maize and blue with their familiar winged helmets. TJ Hughes finds himself with a puck. Outlet to Shifsky. Far side now. Truscott, the defenseman, gets hammered shoulder to shoulder by Anthony Kerr. Puck put right in front of the net. It ricochets off the far side wall. Now Will Horkoff, who joined the team at the semester break from the National Team Development Program, carry the puck into the Wisconsin zone and then shot it, went up off a stick and out of play. So 25 seconds in, no score, big hit by Anthony Kerr on their captain, Jacob Truscott, just a moment ago.
Well, you look at Horkoff and you say to yourself, comes in as a freshman at the semester. At 6'4", he can play.
6'4", 181 from Birmingham, Michigan. He turned 18 years old yesterday, did Horkoff. 2 goals, 5 points in the 6 games he played.
Oh, another guy broke my record. I hate that.
Face off in the Wisconsin zone. The Badgers won the draw, but Zach Scholl's headman pass, errant, he iced it. Another face off in the Badgers zone, 32 seconds in to the opening period. Badgers second line tonight, junior Tyson Dick with junior Christian Fitzgerald and junior Kyle Kukkonen. Kukkonen 7 goals, 13 points. Fitzgerald 3, 11. Tyson Dick 2 goals and 7 points this season. Kerr and Scholl's out defensively in front of Tommy Scarfoni. Here's Michael Hage, the freshman sensation, if you will, wins the faceoff out high. A blast by Raoul Mullen, blocked by the Badgers. Zach Scholes goes to get the puck, finds Kyle Kukkonen, slides it over to Kerr. Good breakout to Dick. His pass up into the right knee of Fitzgerald. They don't come out cleanly, and now the Badgers will try again. Near turnover by Scholes. The puck deflected to Joe Palatichuk, who banked it off the glass and out. Now Wisconsin onside. Fitzgerald across the line, whistled one wide on the stick side of Corpy. Fitzgerald gives chase in the offensive zone. Instead, Raoul Mullen with it. They'll play it up the near wall to Hage. Raoul Mullen took a pretty good hit from Simon Tassie. Badgers coming out banging here tonight. Ian?
Pretty much have to because they've coughed up the puck a couple times in their own zone, and I'm sure Coach Hastings has said, take the body. Doesn't go any place. Puck doesn't go any place without the body.
Mike Hastings, 13th season, 335 wins, 133 losses, 29 ties. His third line features Owen Lindmark in the middle with Ryan Botterill, the freshman, and Simon Tassie on the right wing. Here's Whitelaw. He scores. The former Wisconsin Badger, William Whitelaw, left dot, whistled one past Scarfoni. 137 in. Michigan has the lead.
Kind of a screen. There was a turnover. Whitelaw ends up going from his backhand to his forehand, and he's at an obtuse angle. There's no question about that. He's just right by the dot, and he goes top shelf over top the blocker and shoulder of Scarfoni, and there wasn't much of a hole there, but he found it.
Whitelaw, 10 goals, 17 points, is a freshman at Wisconsin a year ago. He scored the first goal of a game six times a year ago. He then transferred to Michigan, and now Whitelaw with his seventh goal of the season, he scores the first goal of the weekend, and Michigan has a 1-0 lead on Wisconsin. Jack Horbach playing defense again because of the injury to Daniel Lodge. Horbach paired with Ben Dexheimer. Wisconsin can't clear the zone in a faceoff back in the Badgers' end. And Michigan's had the best of it so far in the first 2 minutes or so here in Madison.
To add the two assists that were given out on the goal by Whitelaw, Felicio and Draper, each given an assist. They're kind of handing them out like candy tonight. Assists. Because that was after a turnover, so I don't know. It must have been the last two Michigan players to touch the puck.
Well, that's Pete Giacomini, you know.
Yep.
He's a very kind-hearted man.
Goaltender.
Badgers win the faceoff. Out they come. Here's Horbach down the middle. Left wing Finley pulls one, and his shot goes off the stick of the goaltender, Corpy. It went up high off the shaft, it appeared to me. Boy, he can really fire the puck, too, we know. Quinn Finley, 18 goals, shares the national lead with Michigan State's Isaac Howard. Wisconsin's Horbach with the puck deep in his own zone, and he misplayed it. He lost it. Centering pass off a stick or two, gathered in by Garrett Shifsky. Right-hander behind the net, lost it, left it there for Horbach. Badgers take it from there. 2.5 minutes in, 1-0 Michigan on William Whitelaw's seventh goal of the season.
Okay, everybody's got the dust shaken off.
Right.
This is your second go-round, second rotation of the lines. You know who you're going to be playing against. You know what style they're going to give it to you for. So let's settle down.
Badgers have the puck. Christian Fitzgerald, his 100th collegiate game. Fitzgerald off to his right across the line. Tried to bump it back to Tyson Dick. Canceled out. Here's Tyler Duke now for Michigan. Left-handed defenseman at the red line. Fires it in. Off the dasher. Around to the far side. And Werner spins to protect the puck away from Kerr and fouled his man Horkoff. His shot sticked aside by Scarfoni. They play it out high. Pass to the low right circle in Hughes. Good stick by Wisconsin's Tyson Dick. Badgers try to clear. Cannot. Ethan Edwards. Good work to keep it alive for a moment. Then he fell down. The puck was out to center, then sent back in by Michigan. The Wolverines have come to play tonight, leading 1-0, 16:40 to go in the first.
Pretty high octane. I mean, there's a lot of energy on their side of the puck. Every time that the Badgers think they've got a close break, seems to be somebody backing them up to take care of that.
A lot of chuck to Lindmark. Owen didn't catch it cleanly. Edwards now has it. Spins away from trouble. The New Jersey Devils draft choice, a fourth rounder, Ethan Edwards. Where's number 73? Here's Michael Hayes. Stutter step move on Tassie. He's got a step and flings one right through the slot. No one home for Michigan. Now Hage with it. No, Truscott. He almost had his pocket picked by Botterill. Those two going at it. Now Truscott comes away with it. Hage across the line. He's onside. Top of the right circle. Skates to the slot. Spin pass down low left. Truscott one-handed, one on goal, and a pad save by Scarfoni. Now a centering pass. Tassi able to get to the puck before Whitelaw could. There's a battle that ensues. Now here's Jackson Halem. Out to the point they go. It's Rowe. Here's Whitelaw sidestepping a man, shooting one off a stick and ricocheted in between the knees of Scarfoni, who closed the door quickly and then covered. 1-0 Michigan. Four shots on goal already for the Wolverines. 4:20 into the first.
William Whitelaw playing with kind of the reckless abandon, but everything that he has touched has turned to gold for them. They've gotten golden opportunities when he has either made the pass or taken the shot, and Badger's in a scramble mode, basically, when he's out on the ice.
Whitelaw on the same line with Keenan Draper, his dad, Chris, a four-time Stanley Cup champion with Detroit, and then Jackson Halem, who was injured in this building last November and missed most of his sophomore season. Halem is back now, 6 goals, 12 points for Halem. The Badgers try to carry up to center, and the puck deflected into the Michigan bench, stopping play, 15:32 to go in the first. It's 1-0, the Michigan Wolverines. UW Health is this weekend's Badger Hockey Series sponsor. UW Health, remarkable. Wisconsin's had some issues with slow starts this season, giving up goals early in a hockey game. That's been a trend. It happened twice last Friday against LIU. The Badgers gave up a goal in less than a minute of a period twice, still won that game 6-3, but here they give one up a minute 37 into the opening frame here in Madison.
I'd be disenchanted if it was a sloppy goal, you know, but let's be honest, that was a laser.
It was a laser. Seventh time this season, make that the ninth time this season, the Badgers have given up a goal in the first 2 minutes of a period. Ryland Mosley taps back to Horbach, gain the red line and scoops it deep. Morrissey in on the forecheck. First man there is Raoul Mullen. And then he got knocked down by Findlay. The puck is loose far side. Horbach trying to hold his own near the Michigan bench. No luck. Falling down, Nick Moldenauer returning from a four-game injured absence. The Toronto Maple Leafs draft choice, and now Michigan called for a hand pass.
No, it was icing.
They did ice it.
They called it icing. It went between Horcroft's skates, and so they'll bring those original five that were out on the ice during the icing call back out on the ice.
Yep.
I'd like to know how they figure that out. I mean, they all look the same to me, to be honest with you. I can't say that, but.
Yep. Marcus Stapa, senior from St. Clair, Michigan, to take the draw. Stapa, one of their best faceoff men at 53% against Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald, to the right of Cameron Corpy, who has not yet been tested 5 minutes into the game. Puck loose in the left circle of the offensive zone. Raoul Mullen had position on Tyson Dick, and now Duke with the puck, shouldered by Kukkonen, battling for the biscuit. Picked up now by Fitzgerald, out by the right point. He shovels it again off the shelf. Back behind the net, Wisconsin's Kukkonen tied up. Raoul Mullen with it, tried to knife it out of the zone. No luck. Scholes had it, kept it alive for a moment. Now it squirts free and back to center. Tyson Dick, beautiful no-look pass. Here's Kukkonen, steps in, shot. Corpy save. Rebound goes behind the net. Oh, what a pass by Tyson Dick. No-look backhander to the tape of Kyle Kukkonen. And his shot denied by the 6'4" Michigan goaltender.
Well, I think Tyson Dick, you know, the pass was incredible, and they were able to see, but Kukkonen, I don't think, realized how open Fitzgerald was. If he would have just, you know, pushed the puck to the middle,
yep,
and allowed him to tip it, would have caught the goaltender off guard. But that's a split-second decision, and I will never blame anybody for shooting it on net.
Yeah, Fitzgerald coming right down Main Street, but Kukkonen had the angle on the right wing. Wisconsin wins the draw. Polatichuk off to his left. He had a shooting lane for a moment. Didn't take it. Now from a tough angle, his shot on goal, and Corpy got a pat on it. Picked up by Wisconsin Sawyer Scholl. First shift of the night. Nope, that's Ryan Botterill. Back below the goal line. Tassi can't catch the puck. Halem and Tassi going at it. Lindmark tried to dig it free. It comes out to the Michigan line, and the Wolverines in transition. Halem slowed a bit, carried it through two Badgers, slowed by Polatichuk. The puck whacked back out to center. Ryan Botterill with some forechecking pressure got interfered with a little bit. And now Sawyer Scholl seeing his first shift of the night with Adam Pietila and Owen Mellenbacher, the Detroit Red Wings draft choice. Here's Philip LaPointe. He'll dump it in around to the left corner of the Wisconsin zone, and a whistle.
Should have been icing.
And icing on Michigan.
From our perspective, we're right between the blue line and the red line, and he was at least a stride, maybe two, away from the red line before he dumped it in. And that should be an automatic. I think the only person on the ice who realized what was going on was Scarfone, because he had his hand up in the air before the linesman did.
Yeah, LaPointe got hit when he dumped it in from beyond the red line and then spun around looking for a linesman, and that's when the call came.
And we should point out that this LaPointe is no relative of
Nate LaPointe.
Our LaPointe.
No, sir. Here's Dexheimer down the goal line left. He muffed the puck a little bit. Now pinned against the end boards by Truscott. Those two battle it out. And then Edwards scooped it ahead. Shifsky will bank it off the glass and all the way down. Panicked a little bit. He had a lot of time and space over by the Michigan bench. So Shifsky just iced it in the faceoff back in the Michigan zone. 13:07 to go in the first. 1-0 Michigan. The former Badger, William Whitelaw, scored at 1:37. Whitelaw scored in his Michigan debut against Minnesota State, then went 8 games without a goal. And then Whitelaw scored goals in 3 straight games before being shut out in 6 in a row. That's just his third goal in the last 12 games for William Whitelaw, the third-round draft pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets a couple of years ago.
He can shoot. There's no question. Everybody knew about that.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Dexheimer looking for his first goal. Shoots one up off the chest of Corpy. Loose puck in front. And Wisconsin's Mosley couldn't reach it. Finley then banked it behind the net. Morrissey's got it now. Spins away from Hughes. The left-hander keeping his skates moving. Double team now. And then Truscott reached in and took the puck away and then accidentally put it in front of his own net. Taken by Michigan, and they iced it once again. So the Badgers applying a little bit of pressure in the offensive zone. Their first so far here tonight. 12:43 to go in the opening period. 1-0 Michigan.
In the last 3 shift change or line changes for the Badgers, they've been had some offensive pressure. In the first 5 minutes, it just looked like Michigan was going to take the puck, make one pass, and walk out of the zone. Now they're having to scramble to get that puck, and the Badgers have just done a much better job of closing the gap between the forwards and the defensemen, not giving anybody any time or space.
Second best faceoff team in the country, Wisconsin, at 55%, 57% for the freshman Morrissey, who lost the draw to Hughes. And then Mosley and Morrissey getting physical near wall. Free puck. Morrissey's got it. Carries it to the net. Almost slid under the goaltender. It's still loose. The referee late getting over. He blows his whistle. Finley got tackled. Mosley just got popped by Hughes. Hughes crushed him again. He's going to get 2 at least.
He's going to, that's way after the fact.
And then Edwards gave a shove to Morrissey, too. Finley is headed to the Badgers locker room. He's dropping his left arm down towards the ice. Andy Rohde, Wisconsin's trainer, is heading after Finley. Quinn Finley, the nation's leading goal scorer, wiped out in front of the net, and he's running to the Wisconsin locker room, favoring his left shoulder.
Yeah, it was such a scramble in front. Did not get a good look at how he went down or whether he went down when he did. But during the altercation, he got grabbed from behind by LaPointe and just basically hogtied Finley in front of the net. And I'm not sure if that's the reason, but after the fact, the most blatant penalty that should have been called and was called, Mosley just got tattooed by Hughes away from the play. It's not even in the scrum. It's away from the play, and Hughes just ripped him.
Yeah, that was after the whistle.
Clearly. Exactly.
T.J. Hughes roughing at 7:29. Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play, but its most dangerous weapon is back in the locker room being attended to now by trainer Andy Rohde. Actually, Rohde is heading back to the Badgers bench, but no sight of Quinn Finley.
I'm not sure when he fell, if it was shoulder, arm, wrist.
He was leaning down to his left when he was going off the ice, dragging his left arm. Mike Hastings has the ear of one of the referees right now. Sean Fernandez is over talking with Brandon Nerado, the Michigan coach, while Nicholas Bett is chatting with Mike Hastings right now. A linesman in there as well in that conversation.
To back up and try and review the whole situation, I think the initial penalty should have been against LaPointe for hogtying Quinn Finley right in front and then throwing him down to the ice like he's just going to get 3 feet tied or whatever they do in the rodeo, and then turn around. And the second penalty was bang, bang. It was after the play, the whistle was, they were separated from the scrum in front. And for whatever reason, TJ Hughes does not like the youngster from Armprior's Ontario, and he just leveled him, cross-checked him right in the head or right in the shoulders.
Face-off for Wisconsin. Power play. Badgers try to pull even, and Fitzgerald leaping to hold his own. Slow-moving pass towards the slot. Tassie couldn't reach it. Tied up by Duke. Michigan will clear all the way down. So without Finley out there, Fitzgerald will take Finley's spot on the right wing of this number one power play unit, and Simon Tassie taking the spot of the injured Cody Laskowski. He'll work around the net, and he's very good at it. Tassie, 7 power play goals as a sophomore a year ago. None so far in his junior campaign. Puck behind the Michigan net. Morrissey trying to dig it free, doing a nice job, although Earnessy able to knife it away, but it comes out to the point. Here's Dexheimer, walks it a little bit, looking, goes back right wing, Fitzgerald. Everything settled down, and a pass by Fitzgerald off the stick of Mosley, who then got cross-checked in the back. We play on. Dexheimer shoots one low, missed the net. Ricocheted off the backboards, and Earnessy will fire it all the way down. Josh Earnessy, one of their better penalty killers, the St. Thomas transfer. Minute to go in the Kunitz power play. 1-0 Michigan, 11 and a half minutes left in the first period. Halem out there on the penalty kill, along with Shifsky, Rayome Mullen, and Truscott. Ryan Botterill on the Badgers' second power play unit.
Look
with
out.
Tyson Dick, Kyle Kukin, and Owen Lindmark, and Logan Hensler. And now Shifsky finds a beautiful backhand pass to Halem. Great stop by Scarfoni. What a pass by Shifsky. Halem then cut, went to his forehand. Scarfoni stoned him. Still 1-0. Badgers power play continues. Dick's shot deflected. Gathered in now by Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark. Out to the point. Hensler, his shot. Oh, it hit Kukkonen and ricocheted to the corner. Kukkonen lifts the stick of the defenseman, but the puck slides free, and it's fired out to center, and that goes off the linesman, Christopher Libet, and that one had to hurt. And in fact, he's bent over at his waist right now trying to gather himself. 10 seconds left
just
on the power play.
Yep,
here's Boldenauer now. Badgers have their fourth line. Nice pass. Pietola from Schulz. He tries to drag it through the five hole, but denied by Corpy. Oh, Pietola is still looking for his first goal. A golden opportunity there, and Corpy closed his pads. Now Schulz centering pass. Rebound. Oh! Chance for Pietola diving back. Corpy stopped that and covered. Oh, Adam Pietola twice on the doorstep. Couldn't finish.
Standing on the end of the pier and missed the lake. Yeah, it was a great play by him to take it. When he did come across with it, it was a great play for him to take it and go straight across and get the goaltender down and away from it. But for Adam Pietola, a little bit snake bit in this shift.
Yep. Pietola, a young man who scored 24 goals in junior hockey a year ago, still looking for his first here. He'll remain on the ice with Scholl and Mellenbacher, Kerr and Zach Schulz. 1-0 Michigan, nearing the midway point of the first. Here's Pietola, tough angle, threw it on net, easy stick save for Corpy. And then Pietola and Schulz converge on the defenseman Felicio. Puck out at center, stick of Michael Hage slashed out of his hands. He's pleading with a referee for a call. No call. We play on. Badgers unsuccessful on their opening power play.
Here we go.
Now here's a hit behind the play. Edwards on Schulz. Interference on Edwards. Badgers get their second straight power play.
It wouldn't have been that noticeable had he just stepped in front of him. But when he sticks his stick in between and basically Sawyer Schulz ends up spinning down to the ice, there's not much of a question that it's going to be an interference call. And into the penalty box will go, senior Ethan Edwards of the Michigan Blue, and put the Bucky right back on the power play again.
Interference at 9:59. Badgers down 1-0, still without Quinn Finley back in the Badgers locker room with what appeared to be a left shoulder injury.
Let's just hope it was hurt pride.
Yeah, here's Dexheimer at the blue line, back to the left wing, Morrissey. Goal line, Tassie, backside! Oh, Christian Fitzgerald scores 1-1! They work the triangle low, Ian, and Tassie pivoted, blind pass to Fitzgerald, wide open down the right wing, and he buried it into the empty net. It's 1-1.
9 times out of 10, when Tassie does that play, the offside guy gets down too low, too fast. Fitzgerald had perfect timing. He waited for the goaltender to go down. Yes, it was a bad angle shot, but when you've got that much to net to shoot at, a guy like Christian Fitzgerald is not going to miss it.
Power play goal for Christian Fitzgerald. That's his first power play goal of the season. Fourth goal overall. It comes at 10:06. And so the Badgers have pulled even here against the Wolverines. And now a pass in front. Tassie tries to direct, and Corpy scooped it up with his glove, then stood straight up and got a whistle. 9:41 left in the first period here in Madison. Wisconsin 1 and Michigan 1. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Home or on the road, you can listen to every Badger men's hockey game on the Varsity Network app. You can also listen to Wisconsin basketball, football, and volleyball games and hundreds of other college events across the country. The Varsity Network app, download it today. It's free. A 1-1 game after Fitzgerald's power play goal at 10:06, offensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin. Dexheimer has the puck. Both teams at full strength. The Badgers and Michigan. Wisconsin took 4 of 6 points in Ann Arbor back in December. Botterill with the puck, trying to protect with Tassie. Botterill near side wall, pinned against the boards by the Wolverines. Tassie able to bring it free. Goal line left, centering pass went behind Lindmark and intercepted by Werner. Blind pass found its way to Shifsky. He'll scoop it into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Scarfone didn't recognize there was a Wolverine right behind him as he played the puck behind the net, but the Badgers got away with it. Puck is loose near the Badgers bench, whacked out by Tassie, picked up by Dexheimer with Botterill, 2-on-2, more of a 2-on-3. Dexheimer skates back behind the net. Dexheimer cut off by Edwards, flings it far side right. Here's Hensler, stick handling shot, he scores! Wow, what a shot and move by the freshman Logan Hensler. It's 2-1.
Well, if you're going to live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword, and Logan Hensler has the offensive talent. He beat that guy one-on-one out high, and then when he went in, he made a perfect shot. You'll notice that both goals have been high on the goaltender. I think that's one thing that you'll have to put into their goaltending report. But for Logan Hensler, whoa. Want to talk about breaking out of a slump? You got a cheap goal last weekend. But at least this one was something you can show your grandkids on the videotape. Beautiful goal.
Well, in three games since returning from winning a gold medal with Team USA in the World Junior Championship, Hensler has a pair of goals. He scores here at 11-11 from Dexheimer and Tassie. And Wisconsin now has a 2-1 lead without the nation's leading goal scorer, who's out with an injury right now. Michigan dumps it into the zone to our right. Whitelaw moves it to the corner. Draper can't reach it. It's back behind the net. Kick to the far wall. Now Pietola scoops it up off the glass. It bounces on the shelf right in front of the Michigan bench, and that's where the Wolverines pick it up. Draper, the right-handed centerman, flips it into the Wisconsin zone, bounces over the stick of Zach Schulz. He goes to get it. Schulz will stand behind his own net. Mellenbacher just got popped right in front of his own bench, and Hastings came up yelling at the referee, but nothing will come of it. Michigan, the most penalized team in the Big Ten. Here's Fitzgerald, stick handling into the attacking zone. Retrieves it in the corner. Now it slides away from him, and Truscott's got it. Up the middle it comes to Horkoff. That deflects into the Michigan bench. 7:48 to go in the first. 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Back-to-back power plays helped Wisconsin get on the board. It's another reason why the Badgers now lead in shots on goal, 11-5 for the Cardinal and White.
I was a little concerned with the fact that Coach Hastings dressed a seventh defenseman rather than a
extra forward.
An extra forward. And now with Quinn Finley being out of the lineup, I just realized, well, Jack Horbach, you're playing forward the rest of the game. I mean, he's versatile in that respect.
Right.
So you get into a situation where Jack Phelan, who hasn't seen much ice time whatsoever here in the first period, or almost halfway the first period, just over halfway the first period, will probably get a regular shift, and they'll try and go with four lines. Because at this speed, you can't play with three lines. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree. Phelan, a fifth-round draft pick of Detroit. He's got the puck. Long-range shot in and out of the glove of Korpi. Kukkonen was knocked down. The puck was free. Here comes Dick in from the right wing. He shot one, and Korpi stopped it. No rebound to be had. Oh, Dick came flying off the wall and got a shooting lane and put it right on.
Well, the nice part about that is he beat Whitelaw off the point, off the boards, and got a golden opportunity. Man, he just walked right into the middle. There was enough traffic in front that he'd been able to find a corner instead of shooting it into the belly. It would have been a lot better situation.
2-1 Wisconsin with a lead. Jack Horbach playing in Finley's spot with Morrissey and Mosley.
Some big shoes to fill, Jack.
Big time. Here's Ethan Edwards now. He'll bank it out to center. LaPointe pressured by Hensler. Coughed it up. Dexheimer back for Wisconsin. Ben then forced to move it far side to Hensler. Golfs it up to center. Swing and a miss by Morrissey. Picked up by Mosley. Now Dexheimer taps back to Hensler. The Badgers will try again. And offside. Was Mosley as Morrissey picked up the puck at center. 7:16 to go here in the first. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. William Whitelaw, the former Badger, scored for Michigan a minute 37 in. Then Christian Fitzgerald, a power play goal on a beautiful feed from Simon Tassie. And then Tassie and Dexheimer set up freshman defenseman Logan Hensler with a go-ahead goal at 11:11. Good, well, 2-point night for Tassie here.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be tic-tac-toe, and it has been everything as advertised so far.
Here's Botterill pass. It got behind the defenseman. Lindmark cutting in right side, but cut off by Duke. Now behind the cage. Here's a chance for Tassie. Tries stuff it once, twice. It's loose in the paint, and then covered by the goaltender Korpi on his belly.
I had to laugh. I got an email today from Jacques Auger.
Jacques Auger.
Former French-Canadian who played here.
No, he's still French-Canadian.
No, he's not now.
But a former.
Well, that's not where he's living now.
No, okay.
But anyway.
Gotcha.
Anyway, good guy. And he goes, oh, they're going to be great, coach. You got two guys from Montreal. What do you expect? It's just like, you know, you're something else, Jacques.
Lindmark just got kicked out of the faceoff circle. Tassie battling for the draw, but cut off by Dylan Duke, who slides it to an open Hughes up towards the Michigan line. Good poke check by Anthony Kerr, who pivots to try to maintain possession, but unable to do so. And now Duke with it up the right wing. Dylan Duke started his career at Ohio State, but wanted to play with his brother Tyler, so he transferred to Michigan. And then he played 1 year with Tyler, and then Tyler turned pro. And now Dylan Duke is the only Duke at the University of Michigan, at least on the hockey team. Puck to flex off the stick of Truscott, and Korpi, the goaltender, had to be prepared because it was coming his way. Now here's Truscott up the middle. 155th career game for the left-handed defenseman. Gains the Wisconsin line, tried to shoot it. Hensler in his way, blocked it. Dexheimer picked it up. Right up the middle it comes. Here comes Wisconsin. Pietola, left wing, Scholl. Badgers on side. He'll fire one up over the top of the goaltender's head, and now Michael Hage with it. Hage, good stick by Wisconsin. Loose out near the Badgers' line. Mellenbacher after it, and he'll fling it off the boards and out to center. Michigan will try again. Here's big Josh Hernesy. He spins it around to the right corner of the Wisconsin zone to our right. Mellenbacher first to it, getting support from Hensler. Hensler hit into the wall by Hernesy, and then Dexheimer returns it to Hensler, and now Mellenbacher will scoop it out, not far enough for icing. 5.5 minutes to go in the first. 2-1 Wisconsin. Big series here in Madison between the Badgers and the Wolverines. Tied for fourth in the Big Ten. Backside Whitelaw. One-timer. And it was stopped by Scarfoni. Oh, beautiful look by Hage to Whitelaw. Age has it again. Tried to dangle Mellenbacher. Lost possession. Now it's scooped to the corner. Wisconsin Scholes didn't look over his left shoulder and gave the puck to Halem. Now Whitelaw in the corner. Defended by Hensler. Centering pass. Batted to the wall by Scholl.
Take a look.
Lifted out by Mellenbacher to center. Yep, Mellenbacher had a chance to release the puck. Instead, just flipped it out. He needed to change. Jackson Halem now. Backside left. With it is Rayon Mullen. And he snaps one off. Scarfone got knocked down just outside his crease. The referee, Sean Fernandez, backpedaling to the scorer's table. We may have video replay to determine whether Scarfone was interfered with or not. Rayon Mullen found the short side on Scarfone as Tommy was laying in the crease. He couldn't get up.
Oh, boy. Unless there's a challenge.
I don't see one coming. 15:06, the time of a goal if it stands. Rayon Mullen, who scored his first collegiate goal against Wisconsin on December 14th, scores his second. This comes again at 15:06. And there's a bit of a delay here, and now they are going to challenge it. Luke Regner, the director of hockey operations, taking a look at video replay, radios Kevin Murdoch, the Badgers' assistant coach, recommending that Mike Hastings ask for a challenge. So they're challenging this goal by Rayon Mullen for potential goalie interference. What did you see, Ian?
I'm not sure. The only thing that I can, in consolation that I can say for Michigan, is the fact that Fitzgerald pretty much molested the young man in front of the net.
Yeah.
And whether that would be an interference call or by him hitting him, the Michigan player, and having him go into the goaltender, whether that would make the interference call. Not 100% was sure what's going to be the call here, but it looked pretty innocent from our perspective. There was just a Michigan player down on his hands and knees, but we couldn't see where his stick or his hands were in relationship to the goaltender Scarfone. So
after replay, you know, it looked to me as if Michael Hage went cutting in front of Scarfone, who was out on top of his crease, and there was some contact there. Hage continued to the corner. Scarfone was knocked off balance at that point. And then there are two Badgers right near Scarfone, but also a Michigan player on his hands and knees. And from the video I've seen, I can't determine whether a Badger knocked the Wolverine into Scarfone. We're getting another look here. But it looked to me as if Hage knocked Scarfone off balance, and then Tommy went down after that, and Rayon Mullen went upstairs to score what would be Michigan's second goal of the game. And again, the referees are looking at video replay.
It appeared to me that Scarfone never moved. I mean, when the shot came, he was in no position to make a save, and he didn't even move on the play, making me assume that he was being held or obstructed in some way that he couldn't get to even try and make a save.
He wasn't on his skates. Yeah. Hey, Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. Again, go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. So a lot has happened here already, and we have about 5 minutes left in the opening period. Former Badger William Whitelaw scores to give Michigan the early lead, and then Wisconsin's leading goal scorer, leading point getter Quinn Finley, injured during a power play and went to the locker room. He has not returned, but then the Badgers scored on the power play, took a 2-1 lead.
After video review, there is no goaltender interference.
And no goaltender interference. They'll give Rayon Mullen the goal at 15:06 from Halem and Felicio. And so it's a 2-2 game here at the Kohl Center.
And as a result of that challenge by Wisconsin, there will be a situation where they lose their timeout during regulation.
So it's 2-2 after Rayon Mullen's goal. And there's under 5 minutes to play now here in the opening period of play. Morrissey, Mosley, and now Simon Tassie skating with the Mose, if you will. K
Karen Polatichuk defensively. Centering pass. Oh, it got through three sticks and found its way to Nick Moldenhauer, who couldn't pull the trigger on it. Joe Polatichuk tries to pull it free. Held in far side by Truscott. He's met there with some physicality from Morrissey. Almost sprung Tassi. The puck is loose near the Badgers bench. And now Truscott's got it back.
Great shift by Tassi.
Here's Edwards now across the line. Four Badgers back. Edwards goes around behind his back and then lost an edge as he went behind the net and fell down. Puck squirts free. Shifsky's got it. Stood up by Kerr. And then Mosley taps the puck to Scarfoni, who covers. And a faceoff to come. 4:05 to go here in the opening period. It's Wisconsin 2 and Michigan 2.
Well, now you look at Edwards complaining about the fact that he was tripped when he went around the back of the net. He just lost his skates.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, the referee was standing 5 feet away from him. So I don't know why he's complaining.
Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff. It ricochets over to Horbach. Calmly sauced a backhand pass across for Lindmark, trying to cut in on Rayon Mullen. Slowed in the corner. Double team there. Horbach had possession for a moment. Took a peek in front of the net. Still battling behind the Michigan cage. Horbach kept it alive for Lindmark. Good work by those two. They've often done that for Wisconsin over the years. And now Bonnerl in on the forecheck. He won it for a moment, then taken away by the Wolverines. Werner looking to outlet and banks it off the glass. It found its way to Shipsky, but Wisconsin's Hensler back to play the puck away from Shipsky. Otherwise a one-on-one, and then Lindmark accidentally heaved it into the Michigan bench, stopping play. 3:25 to go on the first. It's a 2-2 game.
Well, we talked about how it was going to be a nail-biter, and 17 minutes or 16 and a half minutes into the first period, it's been as much or more than we could have asked for.
Yep. Face off at center, won by Michigan. Edwards will settle it down a little bit. He's with Will Felicio, former Waterloo Blackhawk. Now here's Ernesty cutting in low right. His shot sticked aside by Scarfoni. Rebound was there, and a hammer shot by Edwards may have been blocked by Tyson Dick, who sprawled on the ice. Badgers have a 3-on-2 to our left. Dick with it left wing, looking, slot pass, beautifully done. Kukkonen shot denied by Corpy. Oh, he snapped that one off, and Corpy got his blocker on it. Good look by Tyson Dick. And now Felicio rims it around but not out. Held in for a moment by Phelan, taken away by Michigan. Ernesty now with it. He skates into the Wisconsin zone wide right. Scooped it to the corner, slowed by the stick of Scholes. And then he finds Tyson Dick now. He scoops it ahead for Kukkonen. Tried to tap over to Polatichuk off a stick. Ricocheted back to the Badgers line.
Baby.
And then Horkoff was stood up by Zach Scholes, who now has possession of the puck. 2.5 minutes left in the opening period. 2-2 game. Scholes dumps it in off the end boards. Bounces towards the front of the net. Corpy then paddled it to the near side. Now Pietola, far side in the offensive zone. Adam tried to turn and dump deep. Unable to do so. Puck came free. Gathered in by Whitelaw. Snapped off a pass behind Draper. Whitelaw will follow it into the corner of the Wisconsin zone. Squirts away from him. And now Sawyer Scholl has it. Taps it back to Polatichuk. Banks it off the glass, right to the left hand of Scholl. Puts it to the ice and finds Moldenhauer left wing. Tried to pass across, didn't get through. And Owen couldn't pick up the loose puck now. And then thrown up the wall, but not out. Pietola held it for a moment. And then Michigan's Draper scooped a pass ahead to Halem. And it goes all the way on goal. And Scarfoni has to put his stick down parallel to the ice, stop it and cover. And a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. 1:45 to go in the first. 2-2 game. Badgers, 16 shots on goal, 8 for Michigan. This game started slowly for Wisconsin, but a couple of power plays certainly helped pick up the pace.
At the 5-minute mark, the shots were 4-1 Michigan.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we've had an exact reversal. And the Badgers have had good opportunities, but I give credit to Michigan's defensemen. Boy, you don't get to the middle without paying the price.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Ben Dexheimer out of his own zone. Mosley with it left wing. Tried to dump and chase. Duke got in his way. Edwards with it now. Flipped it over to Duke, who returns it to Edwards behind the Michigan net. Breakout. Intercepted. Dexheimer finds it open. Morrissey. Here's Tassi. Left side. He settles and shoots and shot it into the M on the chest of Cameron Corpy. His stick broke in half. Good puck movement after the interception by Dexheimer.
Well, I just don't understand this. Morrissey was in front. He made a little poke at the puck. The goaltender had froze it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mark Estapa comes over and just lays two two-handers on him right in front of the referee, and the referee goes, knock that off.
Huh.
Used to be penalties when I played.
They average 12 penalty minutes a game. They have 34 more penalties this season than anybody else in the Big Ten, talking about the Michigan Wolverines.
My impression of it is those aren't great penalties.
No.
Those are after-the-fact penalties. You know, we're going to show how tough you are and all the rest of that kind of stuff. And I've never had a coach that didn't say, just do it during the play.
Morrissey bats down an aerial feed for himself. His shot off the mark. Ricochets to the far side, and now Horbuck just got hit from behind by Shifsky. Jack tried to draw the penalty, nothing called. Oh, another beautiful move by Logan Hensler. Couldn't get the shot off low left, and now Corpy knocked into his own net by Horbuck. He's back up after Horbuck got cross-checked out of the crease by Werner, and now a delayed penalty, and the referees better get things straightened away. Here's Ben Dexheimer to Hensler now. Boy, has he handled the puck well. Hensler has a goal so far tonight, wants another. Comes across the line, stops left wing. Slot pass, Horbach's shot, that was blocked. Ricochet to the corner, Horbach, a delayed penalty here. Badgers are going to get a power play in a moment. Here's Horbach now with it. Sauce pass, beautiful play to Polanichuk, and he couldn't get the shot off in the slot. Crawled off the toe of his stick. Morrissey cycles back right corner to Botterill now. He peels away from Truscott. Extra attacker for the Badgers. Delayed penalty, 15 seconds left of the period. A 2-2 game. Morrissey with it low left. Put one in front, but didn't reach anybody, and ricocheted off the sideboards all the way down towards the Wisconsin empty net, but a good 15 feet from that. 2 seconds, one, that will do it for the opening period of play. A delayed penalty on Michigan. Wisconsin will get a power play when the second period begins. What a period this has been. The Badgers 2, the Wolverines 2. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Back in a moment. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Cleary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Cleary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Cleary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clearybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, while the Badgers were possessing the puck in the latter part of the opening period, Dakota Raome Mullen was penalized 2 minutes for cross-checking at the 20-minute mark. So the delayed penalty resulted in the cross-checking on Raome Mullen at 20 minutes. Wisconsin will start the third period with its, or second period with its third power play of the night. Wisconsin 1-for-1 so far. Michigan scored the first goal of the game. William Whitelaw, the former Badger, lit the lamp at 1:37, his seventh of the year, from Will Felicio and Chris Draper, 1-0 Michigan. The Badgers got a power play about 6 minutes later, unable to convert, but then got another one after Ethan Edwards was called for interference. It took the Badgers 7 seconds to score that power play goal. Morrissey to Tassi, setting up Christian Fitzgerald for his fourth goal of the year. It was 1-1. Badgers made it 2-1 about a minute later when Logan Hensler made a beautiful move in the offensive zone to score his second in two weekends. Dexheimer and Tassi with assist, 2-1 at that point. And then Raome Mullen scored in what looked to be basically a half-empty net with Tommy Scarfone down and out. 15:06, the time of Rayo Mullen's second goal of the season. Assists on by Halem and Felicio. So 2-2 after two. Shots on goal 17-8 in favor of Wisconsin. Tommy Scarfone, 6 saves for the Badgers. Corpy has 15 for the Wolverines, who again have taken 3 penalties in the first 20 minutes, and Wisconsin will have a full 2-minute power play when the second period begins.
Well, it was interesting for me is that kind of started off for the Badgers.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, I don't know if overdrive or ethanol or whatever they put in their water got them going, but they were pretty frozen up for about the first 5 minutes, and it was all Michigan. And as I mentioned in, previously in the broadcast, it was 5-1 shots at the five-minute mark in favor of the Michigan Wolverines. From that time on, it was an offensive clinic, and it was really physical. And I'm hoping that what Coach Heaching said before was stay out of the penalty box. Retaliation has cost Michigan. It has not cost Wisconsin.
So after one period of play, it's Wisconsin 2 and Michigan 2. Stay tuned. Our first intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brew Pub Lotsa Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub Lotsa Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new Chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Yourself.
First intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at two. Badgers get a full two-minute power play when the second period begins. Elsewhere, Lindenwood has rallied to take a 3-2 lead at Notre Dame in the third period of play. Penn State was down 3-0, tied it at home, and now trails Ohio State 4-3 in the third. And Minnesota and Michigan State were tied at two in the second period. The Spartans scored three goals in 4 minutes. 6-3 is the last score.
Correct.
I see.
I was about to say 6-3. I don't know where Michigan State, against that high-powered offense of Minnesota, they've done a really good job of answering the bell.
Michigan State ranked second in the country this week, according to U.S. College Hockey Online. Boston College number one, then the Spartans. Western Michigan ranked third, Minnesota fourth. Denver 5th, Ohio State ranked 9th, Michigan is 10th in the latest top 20 poll. Badgers and Michigan tied at 2. First intermission back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill. Complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Charlie Stramel just scored a moment ago. Michigan State now rolling Minnesota 7-3 in the third period at Munn Arena. Top-ranked Wisconsin women home to play St. Cloud State tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Sunday at 4 o'clock at LeBron Arena. Saturday they have their first annual Teddy Toss. So bring out a gently used or new stuffed animal, throw it onto the ice afterwards. They'll be donated to the Ronald McDonald House. Here the Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines are tied at 2. Second period is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Captain Jacob Truscott was sitting in the Michigan penalty box thinking the last penalty was against him. It wasn't. It was against Dakota Rayon Mullen. So he sits down and Truscott feels free Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan and Ian, Wisconsin outshot Michigan 17-8 in the opening period, but we're even at 2. Wisconsin gets a full power play, but still no Quinn Finley. He did not come out of the locker room with the rest of his teammates for the second period.
And I haven't seen him standing in the entryway or anything. So I would assume that this was a tough injury.
Again, it appeared as if he injured his left shoulder when he was tackled in front of the Michigan net. So the Badgers get a Kunis power play, 1-for-2 so far this season, 23%, 18th best in the country, but 28% in league play. Owen Lindmark after the puck, it goes airborne. Botterill bats it back to the near corner. Pinching down the left right wing wall is Dick. Now Hensler throws it back behind the nets. Ricochets to the left wing and Botterill taps it back to the point. Hensler hustles and holds the zone. Behind the net now Owen Lindmark. Power play continues for another 90 seconds. Hensler right wing pass to Tyson Dick. Centering pass for Kukkonen. Couldn't get his stick on it. Now Hensler with it as the Badgers fan off in the umbrella. Here is Botterill. His shot, easy kneeling save by Corpy. He gloves it and hangs on. A faceoff to come 45 seconds into the second period. Badgers on a power play trying to snap a 2-2 tie.
Ryan Botterill, a legitimate freshman, gets that shot in the slot. There's no reason to put it up glove high.
Yeah.
Put it downstairs where you can get some rebounds or some deflections, do whatever. He'll learn. He's got a great shot.
Morrissey battling for the faceoff win, and a whistle blows, and the linesman, Sam Schakowsky, will drop it again. Morrissey, Mosley, Tassi, Fitzgerald, and Dexheimer on this man advantage for Wisconsin. To the right of Corpy, the Michigan netminder. And it's going to the corner, and Mosley tries to get inside the defenseman, Orico. And the Badgers have the puck in the offensive zone. Morrissey, backside right. Good